This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley, and your Philadelphia Eagles are 13 wins and one loss in a magical season. And you would say, Keicho's here today, Al Morganti, Rhea Hughes, and you would say, Rhea, that, wow, we're living on top of the world.
Right.
The Cowboys lost. The Eagles won.
Yes.
This is the angriest I have ever felt after an Eagles win in 33 years on this station.
Really?
Al, you with me? You as angry as you've ever been after the Eagles won a game?
No, I actually was impressed.
Oh, here he goes.
I'm impressed that they played so bad and won the game.
Rhea, can he go in there and do the show? And you come in the newsroom. You come out. I don't think I can do this.
I watch the whole league, and I see every team go off the rails.
No, a lot. we were talking about that before the
defense.
Show. The league has some questions that need to be asked.
Yeah.
But let me just focus on the only team I care about, the Philadelphia Eagles. All right? Because what I witnessed yesterday in a 25-20 victory was one of the worst coach victories I have ever seen. Maybe the worst coach win ever, Jonesy.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was so insanely illogical the way the Eagles approached that football game. I think I was texting with Rhea. Rhea, I text with you 5 to 10 times. They deserve to lose the game.
Yes, you did.
And you texted back to me a few times.
Correct.
They did not deserve to win that game because of the utter stubbornness and recklessness of their coaching staff.
Incompetence.
Yeah. See, that's a hard sell, that word.
It's not a hard sell for me watching that.
They're 13-1.
Yeah, okay.
Incompetence at 13-1, that's a hard sell.
You got your franchise quarterback battered.
No, that's the whole story. The Philadelphia Eagles now, for the next month, will attempt to preserve the health of a man yesterday that they left out there in the cold to get the crap beat out of him.
That's the key thing.
That is what happened. The Philadelphia Eagles, in a game in which it was no shock. Friday, I came out here. I said, you're going to have major wins.
Mm. Hey,
let me just recap what I said Friday. I said, you're going to have major wins on Friday.
Yes, you did.
You have the 31st ranked run defense. I said, this is the simplest game plan of the year. Hand the ball to a man that just ran for 144 yards and surpassed the 1,000-yard mark for the season. Give the ball to Miles Sanders.
Run the ball.
Miles Sanders didn't touch the ball for the first 24 minutes.
It was insane.
Of the game. And I want you to grasp fully. Say, Al, this is going to come across bad.
All right, yeah.
Because I'm yelling and screaming, and they're 13-1.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing this after a win. And you know why I'm doing it? One is I hated those. Let me tell you how bad it was. I can't say this in a more dramatic way.
Mm-hmm.
My son, when the World Cup game was 2-2, yelled at me, put it on, Dad. Watch this. It's insanely great.
You saw the best part.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, for the first time in my life, I enjoyed soccer more than football. It was a very exciting end.
That was fun.
And then 1 o'clock came, and then torture ensued for over 3 hours. Rhea, That was pure torture.
Yes.
It was pure torture. Now, I just want you to fully grasp how ridiculous the Eagles coaching was yesterday, specifically on offense, but also on defense. But let's start with the offense. All right, let's start with Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. After the game, saying how resilient his team is. No, you guys almost blew it. What's wrong with you? And here he is describing the conditions in which that game was played.
It was cold out there, and it was windy off and on. But, you know, he struggled a little bit. I mean, that early throw that got him a pick, that, he just doesn't have a lot of interceptions. But he just really bounced back and had a, you know, threw the ball well in tough conditions. And you have to be able to do that. As we continue on and you play games in the cold, like, I mean, that's a necessity. And it was good to see our guys winning, you know, and Jalen making some really good throws in there to, you know, end the game out.
Illogical.
So it was a test.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that. They don't do that. They needed to win the game. You wouldn't have put him in a position to throw the two interceptions early if you were running the ball. Just run the ball. You got a great offensive line. They're 31st in the league against the run. Your running back did not run the ball for 24 minutes to start the game.
Run the ball!
Jesus!
I had the Bears broadcast driving back from the shore, and they said they have a 1,000-yard runner.
Yes.
And he has not touched the ball. This is that during that 23-minute span.
They
couldn't understand what was happening.
And just understand, I'm reflecting the views of so many emailers who email me. They were going insane. Do you know the emailers ran out of exclamation points? Just writing in all caps, run the ball, cap, exclamation, 10 exclamation points. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. So here's what happens when you don't do it. Now, they go into, at halftime, they go in. I go, all right, they'll fix this. Come on, Al. Even, what's his name, came out. Nick came out right after he was with Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver, she reported that he said, yeah, we got to get Miles the ball more.
We got to get the Miles the ball. So this is the first play from scrimmage. After the opening kickoff, second half, here's what happened.
Hurts in the gun again. Tight formation. Hurts, this time, gives it off inside and running with it up to about the 20-yard line is Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts very slow to get up.
Howard.
Merrill, I am surprised Jalen Hurts did not get hurt. That defender came down and on him hard. All his body weight, he plowed down on him. I thought, and it was near me on the sideline, I thought it could have been bad, but seems like he's all right, but he came down hard.
It's a design run for Hurts.
Yeah. Again.
After the game, Nick described that play.
Yeah, he'll be sore from that. He'll be sore from that. We'll be on a short week, but he's tough, and he took the one. You guys do think, like, there's some plays that happen, and when you get hit, like, he got hit on by that linebacker is a great hit, but sometimes when they're square up like that, those aren't the ones that hurt you. I know he took a couple big hits, but they're pretty clean shots. He got up, and he was good to go, and let's go again.
I got some bad news, people. We are not going to have an opportunity to grill Nick on this, but I will tomorrow. He is not on. They get him real late last night from Chicago. He'll be on tomorrow at 7:30. And I have a vow. I have a promise to you. I'm going to pepper him with questions.
You got to get him ready.
If for no other reason, Al, to plant the seed in his mind that what they did yesterday was two things. Reckless and stupid.
Yes.
Both of them. Reckless because you put in grave danger the MVP of the league, and stupid because you didn't have to go to all that trouble. You would have won easily. What's wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you with that game plan? And Shane Steichen. You know Al in the third quarter? I called for his firing.
That took that long?
No, and you actually did it in the first quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There were more negative texts in a game that the Eagles won than I could ever imagine. I still can't believe that game. Jonesy, am I wrong to be this upset?
No, you're right to be, but you praise Steichen on Friday.
It was brilliant against the Giants.
But you still knew that they were going to pass the ball more than they ran it because you bet me.
I bet him $10.
And I couldn't believe it.
I said, here's what we had. 20 to 30 mile an hour wind, a wind chill under 10 degrees,
yeah,
and a terrible run defense,
yeah,
and Sanders coming off his best game.
Yeah.
I said, they'll throw the ball more.
Of course they will.
Because that's the way they think.
Yeah.
They think pass, regardless. And it drives me. I'm still nuts. So, Al, listen, this hurts after the game, describing what it was like dealing with the cold.
Yeah, I think early in the game, personally, I really couldn't feel my hands. It was very cold. Didn't really have good vision on the field, personally. Just, but I think in the end, that's a testament to how we persevered as a team and how we believed in one another as a team.
I couldn't feel my hands, so they had me keep throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Tell me in what world that makes sense.
In my world, but not my world's anti-alternate universe.
All right.
In my world, when you have a cold, I was more afraid of Sanders fumbling in the cold than any of the receivers within the cold. I'm sorry.
Jonesy.
I looked at it as this is a cold weather game. We're in Philadelphia. The playoffs are going to come through Philadelphia. They are not going to win a Super Bowl by running the football. It's not going to happen.
After games.
What?
I'm always fascinated by the way your mind
is. Well, I'm sorry. I looked at it and said,
work like
I said,
a normal person's
because
mind.
I said, they're not going to play good every game.
Right.
They played a bad game and won in the NFL.
So you're feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling like I don't care what the weather is. I don't care what the score is. I don't care how hard the quarterback gets hit. They find a way to win games.
All right, just you saying I don't care how hard the quarterback gets hit.
Because
tell me,
he's
you've lost your
because
mind.
Because that's how he plays.
Yeah, let's
I
see
will,
what it takes
I,
to snap his back.
I will live with him. That is who he is. He bench presses a stadium.
All right, yeah. One last one. Let me just give you one more locker, and I'll get some calls in here. Nick Sirianni, after the game, didn't say it in his news coverage, but told NBC 10 this. And this, I think, will comfort everybody.
We got to get involved more. We got to do a little bit more called runs. That's on me, right? That's on me. That's me and Shane. We'll get that done. Just a couple more called runs to get them in a groove. And sometimes when you call some reads or you call RPOs, you're dictated by what the defense does. It's a positive, but you don't want to be extreme anyway. And we need to get Miles a couple more touches in that first half to let him get going. He had some nice carries, but we got to get him going a little bit earlier.
All right, Jonesy, do you consider me brilliant?
No.
Do you consider me, in the world of football, one of the brilliant minds of football?
I do not.
On Friday morning, did I not say they need to give the ball to Miles Sanders?
Yes, you did.
If a borderline football moron knows this. How did these guys who were 12-1 going into that game not figure that out?
Unlike the quarterback who respects everybody and every opponent, they didn't respect the opponent that they were playing.
That must be it.
That's all.
Whatever we do, it'll work.
Yes.
Everybody thinks we're going to run. We're going to pass 30 mile an hour. We don't care. We just got the quarterback can't feel his hands. We're going to pass. Ah! You understand, they won, and I'm miserable.
In the end.
Am I the only one that is this angry?
No, there's a lot of people angry.
Well, you know what? 215, let's hear from you. 215-592-9494. Bernadette's kicking us off today. Hi, Bernie.
Morning, Angelo.
I'm unhappy.
Ava,
Bernadette, I'm unhappy.
So am I, Ange.
Talk.
You want me to talk?
Please.
Yes. I've got a lot to talk about. First of all, I'm taking a quote from Sandra Bullock in the movie The Blind Side. Run the dang ball. They need to run the damn ball.
Wow, we had Sandra Bullock in the first segment.
They got to keep running down.
So during in the first quarter, Bernadette, when you saw the wind and the cold, and they weren't giving the ball to Sanders, were you yelling at the TV?
Me and my fiance Fred were both yelling at the TV saying, what the hell's going on?
No, I'll tell you the truth, Bernadette. My dog was the only one with me, and my dog had his paws over his ears. That's how hard I was swearing. I was swearing like a sailor on shore leave.
Yeah, you should have been.
I was going, Bernadette, these guys are 13-1, and they don't know to run the ball in the cold?
I know. I'll tell you something, Ange. I watched that whole entire game yesterday, and to me, that game was a dumpster fire.
Oh, it was. I'm telling you, Bernadette, I like the soccer more.
Oh?
I like the soccer more. I can't believe what I'm saying. I have hated soccer with every fiber of my being, and I was more entertained by that. No, it was the greatest World Cup game ever.
You watched the end.
I didn't watch the whole game either. But still, Bernadette, I still can't believe how stupid these coaches were.
Not just the coaches, but the referees. They're horrible.
Oh, they're
everywhere.
Well,
everywhere.
The referees stink in every city.
Yeah,
that Minnesota game was so poorly officiated.
All right, Bernie, help me with this one last thing. So the game's over, right? I'm having a glass of wine to calm down.
Nice.
All right?
Nice.
I'm using alcohol. Bernadette, did you feel like it was a win or a loss when the game was over?
Well, the way they played, I really felt like it was a loss. Because
it was a
loss.
Well, did you feel better about the Eagles' win or what happened immediately afterwards?
Completely changed my mindset. You were not here
Friday morning. I was rooting for the Cowboys.
You're a jackass.
And the reason I was doing it was to keep Christmas Eve relevant.
Well, it's
right now, I'm having finger food. But today, the announcer will come. We can have a sit-down dinner. The game doesn't mean that much.
Exactly.
I'll even prefer watching that game, even though it's lost most of its game.
Oh, you want to put the Cowboys back in Christmas?
No, I just
now I have
a feeling the Eagles won't care that much and they'll lose and then it'll
be Cowboys are favored in the game.
I know they are by 1 point, but
it tells you that it means nothing.
All I could say is this, though. At the same time, man, Doug Peterson, I love that.
Isn't he the best?
I do love that. Man.
I do too.
Al, that
he might make the playoffs. He might make the playoffs.
He's a miracle worker.
I thought
what a great coach.
The whole weekend. You got Peterson, you got the hoodie got beat, you got Brady got beat, you got the Cowboys get beat, you got Rager causing two interceptions running the wrong way.
I know it.
It was a great weekend.
And they still won.
Rager caused two interceptions.
Oh, it was so bad.
And they still had the greatest comeback ever.
And they
ever.
Were calling Matty, him out. They were every time he got to look at him.
Matty Ice took over for him. Don't worry.
Look, win or lose, the NFL entertains.
Oh, my.
It's amazing. Right? God.
However, it also rankles me. 215-592-9494. When we come back, we will gauge what happened in Dallas. I'll even let you hear a couple of versions of how that game ended because it was really heartbreaking for Jerry Jones and his team.